Some 230 newcomers from North America arrived at Ben-Gurion Airport this morning, the first of 15 Nefesh B'Nefesh charter flights of the summer. The new immigrants were greeted by ministers of transport and immigration absorption. Immigration officials are expecting a 15% increase in Western immigration this year, and some of them say the main reason is the economic crisis people are facing in their countries of origin. One of today's new arrivals is 23-year-old Dina Neustadter, who will train to become an English teacher in Israel. Reporter Idel Ross asked her if the American economy had anything to do with her decision to immigrate this summer.
Well, yeah, it did affect my decision. I mean, I was working as a part-time teacher's assistant, and me and my friends were getting fired, and I really didn't think I had a shot in finding something that I was in, a job in something that I was interested in. And there was this program through the Jewish Agency to become a teacher. So, there was something available in Israel where there wasn't anything available in New York. So, the economy definitely had a role to play.
So your decision was pragmatic as well as idealistic.
Right, exactly.
How long did it take you to prepare to immigrate?
It took me about since January. I was actually going to make Aliyah last year, so I had my I had everything approved, but I just had to go through everything again, and I had to apply for the Jewish Agency program separately, but it was pretty smooth. I mean, there was a lot of paperwork, but working with Nefesh B'Nefesh and the Jewish Agency together, it was, time-consuming, but it went pretty fast.
What happens once you unpack at the absorption center in Ra'anana? What are your first steps?
Make my bed and fall asleep or get something to eat. That's all I can really think about right now. Opening a bank account would be the step after that.
At medaberet ivrit?
Ken, that.
When do you start job hunting?
Job hunting? Well, I'm going to be in Ulpan for 2 months, and then I'll be in school for about a year. And after the schooling, the Jewish Agency guarantees you a spot within the education system. So I'm not going to do so much job hunting right now, but I'm sure later on I'll be heading into that.
Do you think you would have come on Aliyah, immigrated to Israel at this time, if there had been no Nefesh B'Nefesh to help you along?
Probably not. I've heard some stories about, just with the process without Nefesh B'Nefesh was really difficult. It's a lot of bureaucracy, a lot of red tape, and I had a very difficult time dealing with it. Some parts weren't applicable for Nefesh B'Nefesh. So with those parts, it was very hard. So I don't think I would have been able to do it without Nefesh B'Nefesh helping.